Welcome back to your girl's favorite podcast, Down to Pod.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Nicole. Today we are watching episode 6, Boardwalk Blowups. When Mike invites girls back to the house, the situation, gets out of control and Snooki gets into her second fight of the summer. Meanwhile, Ronnie gets into a brawl of his own, leaving Sammy questioning their relationship.
This episode was a lot to unpack.
There's a lot that happens in this episode. But first of all, Vinny still thinks he's going to get evicted. But in the meantime, the guys kind of try to cheer him up by being like, come on, come with us. We're going to go gym, tan, laundry.
Yes, our first official GTL. They even coined it GTL.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Vinny is like not for any of this. Like he calls all the other guys robots. And he's like, that's how they make the Guidos, is they just do these things. And he's like, it's not fun. These fun things aren't fun at all. Like,
Did he say he'd rather do basketball, pool, and pizza or something?
I think he said basketball, pool, tanning or something. Like, he was okay with one of the things.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
I miss tanning. There's nothing better than just like laying in a tanning bed.
No, nice, like warm, like 10 to 20 minute nap.
I know. If only we didn't know about skin cancer.
Yeah, you know.
I've never gone traditional tanning. I've gotten like spray tans, but I've never done it.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what you're missing then.
No,
that's good.
But I mean, like, look at me. I'm so pale. Like, I go in for 3 minutes and come out with a burn.
Well, I'm forced to live my life pale now. So, I got to be the cautionary tale from tanning.
Yeah.
So,
I know.
But do I miss that glow?
I know. It was just like, it was just fun. Like, the experience, the lotion.
Yeah, like, going your sticker, all of it. Oh, my goodness. But you'd have to like position yourself weird to not get the weird marks. Mm-hmm. And I think they even showed one of the guys with like their leg kind of propped to the side in the tanning bed. And
so you had to keep adjusting like every 2 minutes.
Yeah,
otherwise
like your armpits would be like pale or you'd get like the little crease under your butt.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't sound that fun, you guys, but
it was.
But it felt so good. Like in the winter, you'd go in there and you'd be like freezing and you'd get in and the bed was so warm and you just fall asleep because you have music playing in there, a fan going, and you're just out.
Mm-hmm.
Was beautiful.
Well, I never could go like the full 20 minutes, so I wouldn't fall asleep. I was always pretty pale, so I burn easy.
I took it there. I took it there. I built up pretty good. I didn't burn a lot, but you put me in the sun. The sun, I burned. The tanning beds, I think, because I could control it, was a little bit better. But oh my gosh!
But sometimes they wouldn't tell you if like bulbs had just been changed, and then I would go in for like my normal 10 minutes or whatever.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And I'd come out like a lobster, or like. Once in a while, it'd be like, it's like they had replaced half of the bulbs, but not all of them.
So you get like a super baked side
like
of you.
My back is like fried, but my front is just like normal. And I'm like, how the hell did this happen?
Oh, yeah.
But pretty quickly, we get to see Vinny have his moment with Danny. And Danny's kind of like messing with him a little bit. Like everybody in the store is watching them and Danny's kind of following Vinny around. Yeah. And he's like,
oh, yeah, because everybody in the store knows. Yeah. They know that he took Danny's girl that night.
No.
And Danny's like, all right, you ready to pack your stuff? But then he's pretty quickly like, nah, man, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, like,
he doesn't care that much.
I'll make sure to introduce the girl to you next time.
I like how Danny took it, too.
He did. He seems like he's a really fun guy with this. I think that it seems like when you see in later seasons, like that they really like enjoyed their relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I thought that was fun because he could have been a dick about it.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, like, because I think he realized that Vinny didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did look up how old Danny is because I know we had talked about it earlier episodes. He's 30. Well, okay. At the time, I mean, he was the same age as he was born in the same year as Polly.
Yeah.
And Mike was only 2 years younger than them. So he's not that old.
I know, but when you're so young, 30 seems like forever away.
But Polly's 30.
But I feel like when I was younger watching this, I would have thought he was like 45. But it was purely like the thought of like when you're early 20s, you're like, he owns a business.
Yeah.
He owns a not only wherever he's living, but a vacation rental.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this guy, he's got to be older. Who can do that? Who would do that? I'm like sitting here in like crippling like student loan debt.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I mean, really, like who can, like not a lot of people can do that still, today by 30. Yeah.
Well, you know, times are different.
That's true. Times are different.
It's a hard world we're living in. Things cost so much.
They really do. But Vinny quickly rebounds. I don't think the thing with Danny's girl was permanent. He starts chatting up Mike's sister on the phone. I don't really understand why she calls in the first place or how Vinny starts talking to her, but She's a cute girl on the phone, according to Vinny.
Also, you just stole your boss's girl and that went over, like, you were able to brush that, like, off. Why are you going after one of your roommate's sisters?
Because he doesn't like Mike.
Like a bad idea.
He's emboldened by it. Like, he's like, I could get away with anything.
Yeah, he's riding the high. But I think that I don't think he's scared of Mike. And so I think it was like he answered the phone. It was a sister there. He got flirty with it. She was flirting back. And he was like, heck yeah, because he didn't seem nervous to like tell Mike. He literally went up to Mike and was like, yo, I'm trying to get her to come out tonight. You go call her back and tell her to come out.
But the thing is, he's right, because Mike doesn't care, because Mike doesn't see Vinny as a threat at all.
That was so funny.
You know, he does say, he's like, I'm not worried about it. But he's like, yeah, I'll bring her out for you.
Yeah, that was like, fine. I don't mind introducing her, because he knows Vinny won't take it too far, or he's going to put him in his trunk.
But he did also say, right before she came, you stay in your room tonight.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know that two people can fit in a bed, right?
Right.
It's so funny, though, because then when he sees her, he's like kind of immediately disappointed, which I was kind of surprised because she's like a cute girl. Like, she does look like Mike. Like, I do. It's very clear that they're siblings.
She looked at Mike until they were saying it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, she does. But I'm like, siblings do tend to have like shared features.
Face shape. Yeah. But she's clearly a girl. I mean, they don't look identical.
No. And she's like a cute girl. Like, she's got like nice hair. She's got a pretty face. And eventually, like, he does come around, but at first he's, like, very much, like, gets the ick from her, and he's like, oh, she just looks like Mike. And they're all kind of, like, cracking jokes about it, so I feel like he gets insecure because, like, Polly and the other guys are like, oh, she's like Mike without a six-pack.
Yeah.
I do like that Mike's like, I told you I'd be a pretty girl. I was like, yeah, all right.
I think Mike kind of likes that Vinny likes his sister. Yeah, he's like, you know, I'm pretty.
Yeah, you like me by extension. So it's like, look, you're attracted to me.
And then they go out and Mike is just being Mike. And he says something like, I'm a seal. I go out and I get the girls and I bring them back and I share them with everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. it is kind of crazy with that.
He does do a lot of the recruiting, though. So
much confidence in that guy.
Yeah.
So much confidence in him.
But also, I feel like it's fake confidence. I feel like it's just making up for his insecurities.
Yeah, I do feel like that at this point. But he also, like, he, of all of them, really wants to be kind of the leader. Like, he says that about Vinny, too. Like, oh, Vinny knows I'm, like, the head of the house or, like, the leader of the house or something like that.
He definitely thinks he's the leader of the house.
And I think that's part of the reason that him and Sammy and Ronnie butt heads so much is because Sammy very much wants to remind him, like, no, you're not.
Right.
Nope.
She doesn't listen to him. And he gets pissed.
Yep. And so eventually Vinny and Mike's sister are kind of vibing, like he gets back into her. Everyone continues to be over Sammy and Ronnie. And I think, is this when Snooki goes to tell them, like, we need to have a family meeting, or is that later?
That's a later night.
It is later. Okay, because, like, she is talking about how she's upset about it.
Yeah, Sammy and Ronnie take off again, per usual, ditch out. Everyone else is still at the club.
Yeah.
And they go off, and I mean, they're drunk, but they get into their van, and it's driving them back to the house. They're pretty far off from the house this time. They're not walking distance.
No, they're in a cab, and Sammy seems like she's, like Ronnie's sitting in the front, and she's behind him, and this is, again, where she's, like, sitting backwards, and he's like, oh, you're, like, a baby. Like, he's kind of teasing her. He's like, don't get all spinny on me.
Yeah, and she's, like, bantering back, and at first I was like, oh, this is kind of cute. Joking. Like, they're having a good time together.
But then she calls him a stumpy bastard, and he's like... He, I think, gets a little offended, but he's still playing. He's like, you're a zombie bastard, too. Like, he's just trying to give it back to her.
And she just immediately pissed.
Because she's, like, shwasted. Like, she seems pretty, like... Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that's what really sent her over the edge, though. It was when he said that she had a Flintstone toe.
Yeah, well, she started getting mad, and then I think he was trying to, like, recover with, like, more joking.
Jokes. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he was trying to take it to the next level to show, like, oh, I'm just joking. Like, look how extra I'm being. And it doesn't work at all. It goes completely the wrong way.
Yeah, he really pisses her off.
Which they don't actually, I don't think they actually show us on that part when he says that, but they do talk about it later that's what he's saying. But I was like, you started to get mad when he first returned the stumpy bastard, but he was giggling, you were giggling.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was, like, playful banter, but she got mad really fast, and then it sounds like he said the next thing, and then there must have been a lot more words exchanged because they both were really upset after that.
Yeah, like, so dramatically upset.
Well, I don't even know if there were that many more words exchanged or if she just gets pissed, because it does seem like she kind of does a 180 where she's like, no, I'm mad now.
Like,
don't
talk to
me. Don't touch me. Like, I can't believe you would ever say something like that to me. And as soon as they get home, like, she kind of storms off by herself.
Yeah.
And actually, like, so then Snooki goes in to talk to her and she's kind of telling her, like, you're being ridiculous. Like, you can't actually be seriously mad about this. Like, stop.
Yeah.
But then Ronnie comes in to further antagonize her. Like, he keeps trying to do the joke, and it's like she's already mad.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just let it go at this point. Like, just try to not bring it up.
Like, let her sleep it off, and, like, yeah.
She's clearly drunk, so just, yeah.
Well, what we missed in the midst of that fight between them getting home, is everyone else piling into another cab at some point. And Nicole found a guy, was bringing him home.
It's her friend Mike, I think is the same guy that threw up in the house, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think so.
And so she's giving him another shot. And then it's like there, Mike. So Mike, the situation, decides he wants to go to another club. So they stop there to drop him off. And it looks like a couple people get out. And Nicole's like telling the guy, you can.
She's like, if you want to go, then go.
Like, she, and I, be direct, girl. But he gets out. He jumps out.
She was testing him and he failed.
Yeah. That's where I'm like, oh, Peter Greg. Yeah. But I understood what she was doing. I was like,
it's also pretty clear. Like, you're hanging out with this girl. If you want to keep hanging out with her, just be like, no, I want to keep hanging out with you. So it was not the best look on his part.
And her whole thing of like, he jumped out. She's like, another one. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah. And then all the roommates are back there, or not all of them, but Nicole's back there and like Sammy, Ron, Peruge. Just
sitting in their bedroom fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But then Ronnie gets pissed off again because he has a temper, and mm-hmm. Polly and Vinny are going to go out. So he's like, literally like, I'm going to go creep on girls because I'm just like not going to deal with all this drama and I'm over it. And this is three strikes for her. And so at first, Polly and Vinny are like happy. They're like, yeah, you're back, Ronnie. Like, great. But Polly pretty quickly realizes like,
He's not back.
He's just pissed off. And he tells him to, like, once they go out, like, be realistic. Like, you're just going to go back and make up with her. Like, just go.
Mm-hmm. And then when Sammy hears that he goes off with the boys, she's fuming.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's convinced he's just going to hook up with some other girl. So I feel like she has some, like, trauma about, like, being cheated on or something. Or I don't know if it's because of the Mike situation, but, like,
I feel also, like, in this situation, like, back in that time period, everyone's just, like, hooking up with everyone. So I feel like she just thinks, like, that's just what he's going to do. Like, to get back at her, probably because that's what she would do, because that's kind of what she would do. Yeah.
And I also think they're so new still, really, with us. Like, I know, like, they're spreading this out over, you know, 5 weeks for us, but it's really only been a couple weeks for them.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So Snooki says it later. Yeah,
because they have 2 weeks left in the house and they're there for a month. So I'm like, she's like, there's no way, like, he's pissed. He's saying he's going to go out and find a girl. Why wouldn't he? Like, we haven't been together enough for it to matter to him. And when he's mad, he does want to hurt. Like, he says things to be hurtful.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he? So I understand her being concerned, because, too, he took off with the other roommates that their goal is to hook up with girls.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I totally understand where she's getting upset with that. But I was like, but you also were like, yelling at him that it's over,
right?
Like, basically breaking up with him, saying you want nothing to do with him. So I'm like, well, like, you kind of get what you ask for on it too.
Yeah.
Well, and they really actually have only been together for like a week and a half, because remember she had like multiple days with Mike.
Yeah
That's
no true. No she didn't. If you ask her, she didn't. She never did that.
Right.
She never did that. It's on camera, but she never did that.
I know, but it's like, okay, come on, a week and a half, like, this isn't even a relationship.
No, I know,
it's this tumultuous that early on.
Right.
This is wild.
When you have to try that hard, something's not working.
But they both kind of love the drama. Thrive on like the crazy ups and downs of their relationships, and it makes it feel so much more intense. We get to see her carrying her extensions dramatically again and being like, he comes back without a girl, wake me up.
Yeah.
So then she goes to bed. He ends up coming back and they make up again, of course, like very dramatically later.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, is it Mike that comes back with girls again? Mm-hmm. It's the same girl. It's the same blonde girl that they called the grenade.
Yeah. Well, before we get into that, Mike shows up with Mike.
Oh,
he comes back.
Oh, that's right. And
Nicole's Mike comes back.
And she's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah. I like it. She's like, lick my ass.
Yeah.
Well, and she tells him too, because he's like, trying to act like he doesn't see the problem. He's like, oh, I came back to hang out with you. And she's like, That you was a test. Me. Like, jerk off.
Yeah, yeah, I love that she does at least come out in that moment. She's like, it was a test. Because he's like, you told me to go. She's like, it was a test.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that she stands up for herself and doesn't just like go back to him. Like, she wants a guy, but she has like some standards for herself too.
Yeah. I thought that was cute. And she was just like, nope, can't be bothered. But then she wasn't like rude and continue to fight with him, but she's like, not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the girls. Mike calls up his girls again.
Yeah, it's the girls that
from two episodes ago.
Yeah, with the convertible, but not the convertible girls.
Not no, the convertible. The club ones that girls. They left. So the grenade that Mr. Polly dipped out on, and one other girl. Yeah. So there's a third now in this one. So these are the girls from two episodes ago.
And like, I don't really understand what this dark-haired girl's goal is. Like, she does seem to like Mike, but like, you know, your friends don't like him and they don't like your friends, so don't go back there with your friends.
Yeah, I'm like, they show up again doing their yelling from the street and all this stuff, and it's like,
yeah, do you not have another friend that you could bring?
And from what I got from the club, I don't well, I don't feel like Mike invited the other girls.
No, they just show up. I thought
he like just invited her and then she brought along her friends.
Yeah,
which I'm like, then you're uninvited to this party,
right?
So I'm like,
which I get bringing a sidekick, like you need a wingman.
But two sidekicks?
Well, yeah, and but you already know that this one friend specifically doesn't get along with them. Bring find someone else.
But do you have to bring a friend if you like know you already been with this guy and you're literally going over there for a hookup? That's why he called you. You're coming over to hook
up. Like, you know what's going on.
And so, maybe like she didn't want that. Like, maybe she just wanted to like hang out. Like, there are some people I feel like who are like, I want to hook up, but first I want to hang out. Like, I want to hang out for an extended amount of time first. So I'll bring with my friends with me. So it's not just like going there to hook up. So I don't know if that's kind of her thing, but immediately Snooki is ready to fight. She wants to prove herself. She wants to be like J-Wow. So she's like, I'll go bounce them. I'll tell them to leave.
Well, Mike asks her to.
Yeah, because he's too scared to tell the two he doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, what do I do? And Snooki's like, well, I'll take care of it. Like, yeah, I'm a big girl.
Yep. She was ready to cause some chaos. Yeah, she was ready.
More fights.
She does. And at first, she's not being that. I mean, it's never going to be a great situation when you're like, you can't be here. You need to leave. But she's like pretty like straightforward about it. She's not being rude.
No. Yeah, she's like, you just need to leave.
Yeah. She's like, you two, you got to go. You can't stay. You can stay to Mike's girl.
Yeah.
I was like, you can stay, but you two got to go. And it's like, Mike's girl's like, no, fine. And like walks off with her friends.
Yeah. I would probably leave somewhere if my friends were being kicked out.
Yeah, I think I'd be offended if my friends were being kicked out. But I don't know if I would be like crazy mad, because it's like, clearly it's not Nicole's decision. She's been asked to do this by the boys. And she is being as gentle as you can be with that situation. Like, that's a rough thing to kind of have to do. How do you tell people like, no one wants you here, so...
Well, and this is the thing, though. Still, like, with all the girls, they get very territorial about the house. Like, they're not, like, trying to hang out with these other girls. Like, they're like, no, this is our house. Get out of here.
Yeah.
But then these two other girls, especially the original blonde girl, are trying to fight as well.
Oh, 100%. Because, well, even that brunette girl, she, like, runs up when Snooki kind of chases after them. She's, like... They're all in it. They like want to fight. They came back for attention. Like, they knew that they were filming a show.
Oh,
that's the whole reason that they're here. They didn't actually want to hook up with Mike. They just wanted to be on the TV.
Well, they showed
show.
Up with their like Taco Bell cups and all stuff. I was like, no, girl, you've already done the end of night thing. That's what you do. Like, if you've gotten your Taco Bell, your night's over. Like, if you're going out now, it's just for extras.
Yeah. Right. And they like want to look tough and stuff. They're like putting up their hair and they're trying to fight. And this girl like bops Snooki in the face where she's already been hit.
Oh, poor girl.
But it's also, I don't know why. I mean, I know because she's Snooki, but I don't know why she goes after them. Like, they mutter some kind of snide comment and she's like, you have something to say to me. And she chases after them. Like, she could have just let them walk away.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty crazy fight because like all of the boys got involved.
Oh, and they're like trying to like drag these girls out of their house.
Yeah, yeah. Like Mike and Polly are like picking these girls up, trying to move them. Can't get them out. Yeah, Jenny eventually comes out swinging. Like, she wasn't outside for any of this. She's just like, I just hear yelling him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, she kind of like ends it. Like, once she comes out, these girls are like.
It looks like even like producers got involved. It's like, it was going and they could not get those girls off of there because they're still on that deck and there's those stairs right there. They could not get them off of it.
No, and I think at least one of the girls ends up being taken away by the police who are conveniently on standby.
It's the girl that was gonna hook up with Mike. She's the one. She like passes out on the steps or whatever.
Which is so funny. I was like, I mean, she was fighting, but the least of the fighting. And so, but that fight is what gets her arrested. I'm assuming for public intoxication.
I think so. Yeah.
But that was really funny. It was like, well, Mike, I don't think you're gonna see her again.
Yeah. Because I feel like the cops were like, no one was like injured. We don't really want to arrest any of these chicks because like this is too much paperwork.
Just telling him like they may have like no trespass them.
Right.
Say, okay, you guys can't go back to the house.
But then she's passed out on the steps. So.
But if you see, there was a lot arrested. Of people in the house during that. Like I didn't realize how many people went back. And this is where you see the mystery girl in the towel. Mm-hmm. There's a girl that goes walking by in this that looks like she's in nothing but a towel. And I'm like, who are you?
Maybe that was a Polly hookup.
Probably.
I don't know. It could have been a Polly, could have been a Vinny because he was kind of off and about and in like pajamas. So I'm like, I don't know what happened. Yeah. But there was so many people that came back. So it's like, it also could have just been, it looks like friends of theirs all came from the club.
Yeah.
So it could have just been one of them. And she needed to, there are some people, you know, refuse to go to bed without showering.
Yeah.
Like after the club, their drink, they automatically like, I got to shower. So like, it could have been that. But I was like, oh, I was like, there's a storyline we never got to hear.
It's just one of the many.
So then Snooki gets mad at Mike, like basically for bringing home these trashy girls. Cause they like, by the time this is happening, they're like, these girls are trash. Like I think Polly calls them white trash and the dump truck comes and they're like, it came to take them.
That was such a good,
but Snooki is like legitimately mad at Mike for a second. And she goes and gets this like giant plastic hammer and starts like whacking him with it.
Yep. I feel like that eased the tension because it went from like legit like pissed, and as soon as she started hitting with that, she couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah, and like, then they kind of like play wrestle and they have a nice moment and they make up. And it is nice to see like not just like tension building in the house, but they're able to kind of like play like
something actually fully resolve. I thought it was cute because then they're sitting. And I think it was a cute moment between them because they're sitting out on like the picnic table. He's sitting behind her, arms around her. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, she's like, okay, but you're making me breakfast in the morning and I'm not doing dishes.
Oh, I love that. I love that she said that to him. Because I think when she said like, and I'll forgive you once you make me breakfast tomorrow, he was kind of like, oh yeah, people appreciate my cooking. But then she like added her little jab
little jab there of like, but I'm not doing the dishes. But I thought it was a sweet moment between them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. But it is also like, there is kind of a flirty nature between Snooki and Mike. Like I think with everyone else it's more of like a big brother thing with Snooki, but with Mike there is still kind of like a flirtation thing.
I mean, they did make out that one time.
Yeah. So. And like he grabs her like playfully, but it could be kind of like flirty too.
Yeah.
So then I actually kind of love the next part when Vinny's family comes and his whole family comes.
I know. I think I counted eight people. There was a lot of people like coming through that door, but it was so wonderful. Many people.
And Polly's even sitting there just like, there's his mom and his grandma and his aunt and some other little kid. And like, he just is like listing off all of these like people. This
never ending receiving line through the door.
But I think Polly also relates to Vinny on this because I think the two of them are like the most directly descended. Like, Vinny's mom is Italian. Like, she came from Italy. Mm-hmm. And I think that Polly's situation is similar. So I think he kind of understands where Vinny's coming from. And Vinny's like, this isn't even a lot of my family. This is like 10% of my family.
Yeah, this isn't like their normal family dinner amount of people. But she comes in with all so much food.
So much food.
Oh, yeah. Trays on trays of food. And it's cute because she's like, well, who's going to bring in this food from the car?
I'm like, why was I not in an Italian family?
I know. I would fit in so well. I can eat all of that food.
I was like, if there's anyone that like makes dinners like that, hit me up. I want to come over for dinner.
Seriously.
It is cute too though, because his mom, like they kind of call it like she's like a very like traditional Italian woman. Like she's taking care of everyone else. Like she's can't stop moving around kind of. But when Snooki is talking about it, because she's saying she reminds her of her grandma, I thought she's going to be like, oh, and I wanted to tell her, sit down, like, I'll help you, I'll take care of things. But she's just like, no, I could tell she's a really good woman.
Yeah, she's a great woman because she's going to feed everyone first and clean everything and do all stuff, and then she'll go eat alone.
Yeah, I really thought Snooki was going to be like, no, you sit down, we'll take care of you now. But they are all like 21. I don't think she quite made that connection.
I do
yet.
Love Vinny's mom becomes a staple in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula is a queen. I love her.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful woman, and she does. She loves Vinny, and she ends up loving all of them in that house.
And Uncle, so what's good. His uncle's name?
Uncle Nino. Yeah. He wasn't in this one. No, not yet. I can't wait for you to meet him.
He'll come soon.
Uncle Nino is, he's a hoot.
Yeah.
Can't tell what he's saying, but he's a hoot. He needs
subtitles for sure.
It was also cute, though, because, like, kind of compared, I mean, Snooki was really excited to see her mom, and Ronnie was, like, the opposite. But Vinny is, like, getting ready for his family. Like, he wants the place to look good for his family.
The cleaning and everything to straighten up before she comes.
So it's, like, he loves that his mom takes care of him, and you can see her. Like, she brings him, like, socks, and she's, like, straightening his pants and stuff. But, like, he wants to be, like, he's, like, a mama's boy, but he wants to be, like, a good boy for her.
It's funny because him and Ron were so opposite. Like, Ron's asleep when they show up. Vinny's up early cleaning the house.
Yeah, asking them to help him. Yeah. He's like, my mom can't see it like this.
Yeah. And then, like, everyone loves his family. Like, Polly's like, they can come once a week. Like, they came. They fed us all this food. It was delicious. They cleaned up the place.
Seriously. I can't get over how much food she brought. She brought, like, so many pans of pasta.
Oh, and, like, as she's pulling it out, she's like, I hope it's enough.
Yeah. Like, how many people are you feeding? 40?
Well, they did bring like 10 with them.
That is true.
But it was a lot and it looks delicious and I hope they had some wonderful leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they go to the bar and it's kind of confusing at first because there's this bald guy and it doesn't seem like he's being that aggressive to Polly, but Polly calls it out right away. He's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm not trying to be involved in this at all.
Yeah. He can tell that this guy's just like wanting to start something.
And he turns out to be right. He was very clearly right.
Yeah. Because this guy keeps getting on them of like, what do you know about Seaside? And like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, tourists. That's how things like towns like this, like it's tourism season.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a lot of people that are not from here.
I feel like there's always people like that though, everywhere. Anywhere that there's like a lot of tourists, it's like, there's always that person that's like, I've always lived here and like, I'm a local. And like, that gives you like some leg up or whatever. And it's like, they wear that and they like, flaunt it and then they want to like call out all the tourists and like talk shit, but it's like they're bringing money into your small town.
Plot twist, he's not from there. No, I don't know that, but that
would, he's actually that the one be. From New York.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, go back to New York with me.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, because he calls him out later. Yeah, he's like, go he's back like, to Staten Island.
But. Yeah, he's like telling them, like, because he asked them all where they're from and is telling them to go back, and I'm like, why? Yeah. Why do you have a problem? Like, it's not even like a busy bar. They weren't even affecting you. Yeah, like they weren't trying to conversate with you.
You were talking to them.
Yeah. And like he was super focused on them. Like he has a girlfriend with him too at that. I'm like,
she was just
she
as
had
crazy.
Problems too though. Yeah.
But I'm like, if I was the guy who was doing that, I'd be like, it's you focus on me or we go.
Yeah. Right. But she had just as many problems. But before we get into the full drama of this, Snooki is on her shit starter.
Yes, this is where
she
talks
she literally
to Ron
is
and
like,
Sam.
I'm going to go up to Ron and Sam and tell them that everybody's like annoyed with you guys isolating yourselves and you need to stop. You need to live it up. Like you should like be together, but like be together with all of us. And she's like, we're going to have a family meeting and everyone can just say everything. And Sammy does not take this well.
I mean, she has a point.
She does have a point.
She has a point, but I'm also like, a family meeting about it? That's like an intervention? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, this is where Snooki, I think, is somebody that, like, she likes to be in control of things and she doesn't like how they're isolating because she, like, wants everyone to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, she has a point, but they also have a point of, like, we're adults. We can do what we want to do. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I feel like at that age, especially, I mean, I understand because I've been like this where it's like you want to like force people to hang out with you. And it's like, we're all having fun. Like, why don't you join in the fun? Like, let's all be having the same amount of fun.
Well, I think at their age too, she's not that far removed from like high school and things where your friends are forced upon you. Yeah. You're like, no, we're all doing PE. So here we go. So I think she's in kind of that where she's like, no, like we all signed up to do this. So we're doing it together. Like there is no individual. We are together.
But then you get older and you're like, oh, if people don't want to hang out with me, it's okay. Like I don't need to hang out with them then.
Yeah. Like, you like start just because you're in my vicinity doesn't mean I have to hang out with you.
Doesn't mean we have to be friends. Like it's okay. Yeah.
So then Ronnie and Sammy leave as per usual. I think he's the one who wants to go home this time. And the guy from the bar and his girlfriend are following them and they're just heckling them. Like they won't really leave them alone.
Yeah, like they, but like when they leave the bar, they follow directly behind them out of the bar.
Yeah. They are like following them, heckling them. And at first they're both trying to ignore it. Like Sammy goes like, ah, ha, ha. Like she's kind of trying to brush it off, but then they keep going. And Ronnie is also at this point, like, he's trying not to get involved. He's like telling Sammy, like, because she eventually starts to be like, oh, is that a fake Louis Vuitton? Like, you're in a grandma dress, all this stuff.
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah, because it's both the
but she doesn't
guy
start
and the girlfriend.
It. Like, she's trying to ignore it at first when she does her, like, ah, ah, and like, I don't repeat myself. And she's trying to walk away, but she.
But then she gets sucked in.
And Ronnie's still trying not to get sucked in. Like, he's like, don't talk to them. Like, don't even worry about it. He's kind of trying to pull her away. And then he kind of, like, lightly he does lightly shove her, but I get what he's doing. I did not take that as like domestic violence.
No, neither. Like he repeatedly is like, stop, stop, stop. And even like at first was holding her hand and tried to kind of pull her back.
Mm-hmm. Like just stop.
And she wasn't listening. So I think he got kind of frustrated and was just like, no, like and
don't engage.
Was trying to physically remove her from the situation.
Yeah.
Not the right thing to do. But I understand in the moment when you're like really frustrated, someone's not listening to me and you're like, just go that way. Mm-hmm. Go that way.
Like I'm trying to avoid a fight.
Yeah, like she,
and you're encouraging
he's
it.
He's trying to redirect her, but
because I think he knows, yeah. like he knows, first of all, this guy wants to fight and he knows he has a temper. So he's mm-hmm. trying to get himself out of the situation before he loses his temper.
Yeah.
Which does not work.
But. And I do get why Sam got so upset. I mean, it was like dramatic, but like if you're drinking and in that situation, also you're getting filmed, like you know mm-hmm. that you're this is going to be on TV and it's going to be airing because obviously they're going to air this scene, like you are embarrassed of how you just got treated, and so then you kind of like make it bigger in your head
because yeah. she didn't seem upset about it at the time. It was later on when she starts being like, and he yeah. pushed me, and
you.
I'm like
yeah
and I think
you
it was a
stop and think about it like
build up oh. and I'm like yeah he definitely shouldn't have done that. I'm not excusing that, but I understand
yeah
yeah
kind of his thought process
it
on
that.
It
big of a deal.
Yeah, I think it felt like a big deal to her because in her head she wasn't doing anything wrong with her responding to. So where her mind was at was like, why would you do that? And he's right. like, this is all I can do.
Well, and something else happens later that I think really sets her off with the shove mm-hmm. after. So then this crazy girlfriend starts like yelling at them, and once he shoves her, yeah. Sammy's just like, I'm walking and I'm going, and that's actually good because she's like getting away from them.
Yeah.
But then this kind of leaves Ronnie with these
pissed
two
off.
People.
Yeah.
And the I don't understand what this lady is trying to do with him. Like
she's like starts like squaring off with him.
Yeah, and he's like
it's
trying
weird.
To back away from her, and he's like, just leave me alone, get away from me. Like,
she wants to fight
yeah,
him.
Yeah, she's like trying to scratch at him,
and she like, slaps him in the face. Like she is really an aggressor in this situation. And then he's right. This guy is just being super weird. Like he's standing behind her, he's out of reach and doing
yeah.
this like crazy.
Oh yeah, he's like weird arm punches,
punch.
But behind. Yeah. But he's like he is trying so hard, and like you see everyone on the boardwalk like looking over because he's like, I don't know you. Get away from me. I don't know you. I don't know you. And I feel bad
like
no one was trying to intervene at that point of being like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, like Ronnie's kind of a like meaty dude. And then this guy is not tiny by any means either. So I don't know if I would want to go in the middle and possibly be in the
get
crossfire.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they were banking on the fact that they thought that Ronnie wouldn't hit a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But like that is a lot to really gamble with considering what happened last episode.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't that,
yeah.
and I was like, yeah,
you don't
you
know
don't
that he's
know.
Not gonna hit a girl.
Which I mean, I commend him. He was trying really yeah. hard to stay out of the situation. He was trying to get him and Sammy out of there. He was really, I think, doing all he could do with these people still coming at him, because
yeah.
they literally turned to a point where they're physically coming at him anymore,
right.
It's like, what do you
yeah.
do?
Yeah, and then the guy does something, like he grabs him or does something, and Ronnie at this point is like, all right, we're fighting, and he just starts hitting the guy.
But they're like wrestling. They're not even fighting.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
he
like
knocks the dude
fight.
Out
it's
of
like
his
a wrestling
shoes.
Fight.
I mean, Ronnie lands a few punches. Like at first he
does
and
yeah.
he like kicks the guy, like he like knees him in the face, and
yeah.
this is where you do really see that Ronnie is like quite a short little yeah. stocky man.
And Ronnie does get a black eye. So
he does.
He
I
obviously
think he
gets hit.
Landed more shots on the other guy, but then
yeah.
I still don't understand what the lady is doing behind him when
she's
just,
like,
holding onto
his
pants.
Yes.
Just,
but
I don't know.
Like
she's
holding
she's
on
trying
to
like
collar.
Peek at the goods. I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't feel like she was trying to de-escalate the fight.
No.
I think she wanted in
she
on
would,
it.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to like get in. But I think
she
was trying. Like I could see her like back there trying to like claw his neck and stuff and like
mm-hmm.
just inflict on that side.
And then eventually, like, Sammy obviously hasn't gone that far because she gets back. And when she grabs the other guy, it does seem like she is like trying to pull him off
mm-hmm.
with like all of her might. Like she's like sitting down to like pull
yeah.
this guy off of Ronnie.
And then a security guard
someone,
runs
yeah.
out
finally,
of nowhere.
Like a bouncer comes up and kind of like fully breaks up the fight. But
yeah.
then this is what I think actually really sets Sam off is she's like, they're like walking away. They're holding hands, whatever. Like she's like holding him and she tries to like touch him on his shoulder or something. And he says, don't touch me right now. Cause he's still like really
mm-hmm.
escalated from the fight. She doesn't like that. And I think when he says that, that's when she like goes back in her mind and is like, and he shoved me. Like, why
mm-hmm.
did he shove me?
Yeah, she didn't like it because she did keep grabbing him and he's like, don't touch me right now. Don't hurt. I got in this fight because of you. Just
yeah,
stop it.
Which
it
wasn't
it go.
Her fault.
It wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
But I
but
think he viewed when they were trying to just get away from it fast that she was kind of talking back.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, in the end, the fight was.
It was the other two people.
Yeah, it was like those two people wanted the fight. and they pushed you hard enough that you got into it. It sucks. I think that Sammy could have maybe led to a little more success of not getting into the fight.
But that's not who Sammy is.
But yeah, and I'm like, and who would have thought that's what it was going to go to? I don't think that's it was in her head at all that it was going to turn to a fight. That was going to be like, because I'm sure, again, they're getting heckled all the time. And it was just going to be like, okay, they're eventually going to give up or go in somewhere, or we're going to get to the house and we're fine.
Yeah, I think she thought they were just going to like insult each other. Like it was going to be like, oh, we're talking shit to each other. Like you're going to talk shit about me. Like, okay, what about this weird dress you're wearing? What about your fake purse then? Like I can talk too. And meanwhile, Ronnie is just like, we just need to get away from them. Like, let's get away from them. And then obviously the whole thing gets out of control.
My favorite part of this, though, is how Polly and Mike are at the house and they get a phone call
from one of Polly's friends or something
saying that they saw Ron in a fight out on the boardwalk. So they start running to the boardwalk.
Like literally they throw on their shoes so fast and start running, like almost get hit by a car
It's like, do you really think, first of all, that you're going to be able to like run all the way there and get there in time to like fight or like break up the fight or whatever? Like,
I think they really did think that. Yes.
But then also I wonder, first of all, is it really a friend that they just randomly walked by and saw,
or is it production?
I feel like
it was a friend because it was Mike on the phone and he answered because he was on the other line and he answered it, and the person originally asked for Polly and he's like, I'm on the other line, like can he call you? And they're like, no, I don't care who I'm talking to, I need to tell you guys like Ron's in a fight. So I feel like it may really be
just a friend down there,
like someone they know down there that was calling.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, is it production trying to create more of a fight? Like, hopefully, like,
well, I Ron feel like with the concern, I would think that production would be kind of concerned that with how that fight was going, that Ron might get arrested. So you might not want to put the rest of your cast in that.
I don't know, because that might make good TV.
I mean, kind of, but not if they're all in jail. Yeah. Then what are you going to film?
The guy that punched Snooki got out the next day. So
yeah, it's true. And it's not like they all haven't been arrested at one point or another.
They do find their ways into those things, don't they?
It is funny how fast. So, like, Polly has his shoes right there and his shoes are on and he's, like, running, like, mid-putting his shoes on.
They're, like, prepared for this. It's like this happens all the time.
Yeah, they're ready for go time.
How many other phone calls have they gotten where they have to run to a fight on the boardwalk?
It's the normal. You have your shoes ready, tied enough to slip on, and you go.
Yeah. You've done your GTL and you're ready to go.
Right. Yeah.
Then, so Sammy and Ronnie are once again fighting, and Sammy goes upstairs to talk to Snooki, and Snooki once again gets to bring up that she got punched because she's like, oh yeah, Sammy's mad that she got shoved by a guy, which I can understand because I just got hit in the face by a man.
Two very separate instances.
Very, very different.
One was actually violence. The other one was like, just like a little push.
was a push with positive, I don't know, positive intention behind it.
Yeah, it was like,
I'm like, but
it's not even really worth talking about.
Like, yeah, but I was like, but yeah, not the same as being punched off of a stool and bleeding on the floor.
Right. Your mouth is like swollen for days.
I was like, now if you want to try and somewhat equate that to what Ron and that guy just did to each other.
Right.
I mean, similar. That's similar. It's like, yes, punching, violence intended. Yes.
Yeah.
But then So Sammy's mad. Ronnie comes upstairs. She's kind of like saying, why would you shove me? And he does end up feeling bad. Like, he's like, I shouldn't have done that. Like, I didn't realize how you would interpret that. Like, I didn't really realize I was shoving you. I was just trying to like
stop the situation.
But he apologizes.
Yeah.
I guess it's not great, but they
start their little crying and hugging. It's that love bombing thing they do.
Yeah.
They fight and then they love bomb so hard. Mm-hmm.
And that's their whole dynamic, is like, it's almost like they need the fights to keep their relationship feeling strong.
Yeah.
It like feels good for them to like make up after the fight.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's just toxic. Yeah.
It's so toxic.
Yep. It was like another episode ending on a Ron
with
and Sam
them
note.
Fighting.
Yeah. Them fighting and their tearful makeup.
How many more do we have of them fighting? So many.
How many more episodes are how they on together? Like, just keeps going. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. So who do you guys think won this episode?
Ooh.
I say Vinny's family won the episode for me.
Yeah.
Because like, I'll go over for dinner any day. Just tell me when, I'll be there.
Yeah, Vinny and his whole family, because he has a nice moment with his family and him getting ready for his mom, especially.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm giving it to Danny. He scared Vinny. He scared him in the very beginning, making him think he was getting fired. I was like,
that's true.
And I feel like something that starts to come into the show, too, is more pranking. And I feel like that's the beginning of like prank a little bit of prank. Yep. Prank war champion. But I'm like, I thought that was funny. I thought it was great and that he took it well. And so I was like, I think he reacted better than any of the roommates would have in that situation.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Had it been Mike would have had so many things to say about it. I feel like Polly might have been like, ah, oh, look at you, little Vinny. But Mike would not have been having that.
Yeah. So I'm like, so Danny, I think he rolled with it well. He found the humor in it and realized. And so, but he took the opportunity to definitely scare Vinny into thinking that this is all over for him.
That's fair.
Do we think Sammy and Ronnie lost the episode again?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be them so often.
It's like, it's exhausting. It's exhausting watching them go back and forth. And I'm going to be honest, in my notes, my hands cramp with having to write out like, this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. Just, and then they're fighting again. They're fighting again. Yeah. And I'm like, I just need to copy paste. Same.
Yeah. Right. Because it is all the same. Through all of the seasons, it's going to be the same thing. Yep. One of them gets jealous. They get into a fight.
And
they
make up. It's so hard because, again, I think that when they do have fun, that they're fun people.
Yeah.
And they just, I think, should have really, but again, they hindsight, 2020.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have. And then it's like, once things went that, it should have been like, okay, this isn't going to work out. Like, let's have fun.
Well, they try that later. But they're already two in it.
Yeah, they're
They should have called it early. They should have called it last week.
They're like Velcro in your sweater.
Yeah.
Like they stick together, but they shouldn't.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know.
Or it's more like dog hair.
I don't have a better analogy.
It's more like dog hair on your sweater. They stick together, but they absolutely shouldn't.
And it's there forever. Your only option is to burn it.
You can't get it out. Yeah, my favorite line of the episode, or my quote, is "Your rides are here," when they're referring to the garbage truck.
that was quick humor. Yeah. It really was.
And why is the garbage truck, like, when does your garbage get picked up? At like 4 o'clock in the morning?
I feel like, because they're going after the club, and you think you're getting home from the club like 2:30, 3 in the morning, and then you have enough time for less drama. So I mean, garbage collections or some places starts at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, the one girl's getting arrested and the other two, their ride is here. So
mine, and it's not a good quote, but I appreciate that they're just like, we're going to creep on girls, when Ronnie's like, I'm gonna go creep on girls. Like, they just call it that. It's explicit. Like, now I feel like that's something like women say amongst each other, but men don't just say like, I'm gonna go creep on girls.
But like, an actual predator is creeping on us, not guys that we want to hook up with.
No, not like, oh, they're flirting. Like, no, I'm gonna go creep.
Yep.
Well, my girl Snookers won this one for me, because I love when she told Mike, lick my ass. But she said it so like sweet and funny that obviously they're still gonna be friends. But I just thought it was really cute. That was like her like ending point of like, no, we're not gonna hook up, lick my ass.
I know, like, it's funny too, because now that's like, that could have been an invitation, but she clearly means it as like, back off, like you messed up.
Maybe it was an invitation.
I don't know how often I would have looked at that today as being an invitation, but
oh, I thought that immediately. I was like, could be either way.
I mean, it's an open, free, loving society, I feel like, you know?
Maybe it was an invitation. Maybe. You don't know.
Maybe she's like, nothing for you, but lick my ass.
Yeah. I just cleaned up your puke a couple of episodes ago. Payback.
Well, then I might have to cancel my thing, because that's not really where I was going for supporting her. But
no, I don't think she actually meant it as an invitation. I think, because she also tells him, like, that was a testy jerk off. Like, she's like,
yeah, she's pissed.
Playfully letting him know that wasn't cool. And they do still hang out. Like, he's still with her when she's getting in the fight with those other girls, and he's kind of trying to like pull her back and get in between her and the girls,
which shows that like, when she was saying like, he's my friend, because I had thought the first time we had seen him with the puking, she could be like, he's my friend. I thought she had like just met him.
It
seems like they have definitely known each other for quite some time, so I thought that was actually kind of cute that she could like playfully be like, well, I was trying to hook up with you, now you screwed that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still funny though.
Well, Another day, another Ron and Sam drama.
I know. So many to come.
Yep. Until next week, where we watch them cry again.
Cry, make out, sloppily, tight.
Yeah.
I am excited to kind of see where this goes, because we were hearing the police show up for that. So I'm curious. I can't remember if Ron gets off scot-free on this one. I don't know if anyone goes. Yeah. I'm like, in later seasons, people definitely get arrested.
I know. I don't think it starts yet.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't remember. So I'm curious to see.
It's all new to me. So we'll find out.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Down to Pod. Tune in Monday for our next episode.
Don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram at Down to Pod and on TikTok at down.to.pod. If you like what you heard, we would love if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also find our sister podcast, Eras of Horror, and The Lost Eras on the same networks.
Until next week, beat that beat.